Wholeness happens to me according to my belief. Wholeness happens to me according to my belief. What is your belief about yourself? What is your belief of what you're going to do in your world? What is your belief about what's going to happen in your life? Is wholeness going to happen in your life? Is wholeness going to be all that you know? Is wholeness going to be all that you understand and all that you want to know in your life? Is that wholeness for you? If that's wholeness for you, then you've got a pretty good start on everything. You got a pretty good start on everything that you want to have in life. And it's very wonderful. But are you ready for that wholeness now? Are you ready for that wholeness in everything that you do? Do you really want wholeness? Do you know what wholeness is? Wholeness means the total fulfillment of every purpose for which we exist. We exist to have every cell in our body be dynamic, to be perfect, to be ideal. We exist to have every attitude in our mind to be fulfilling and rewarding, to bring to us all that is our highest and best. Wholeness happens according to my belief. Now, if my belief is that I'm designed to be all that is wonderful and beautiful and good, then that's what my wholeness attitude is for myself. That's what my wholeness attitude is for my life and myself and my experiences, whatever they may be. My wholeness is who I am. My wholeness is what I am. My wholeness is all that I am. And that's all that matters. Nothing matters in this life except to be whole. To be whole and perfect. To be whole, to express the ideal self that we are. Are you the ideal self that you are? Are you the ideal self that I am? Are you the ideal self and the world is? How do you look out upon the world? What do you see when you look out upon the world? What do you recognize in the world when you look out? Do you recognize that everything is beautiful and everything is good? Everything is wonderful? Do you recognize that everything is fulfilling, fulfilled, and wonderful? If you do, then you've got a very good attitude about wholeness. I can't say you have the right attitude about wholeness. You just have a very good attitude about wholeness. For wholeness is the expression of that which we believe to be our highest and best. Now, if you want to look at the wholeness of a relationship, well, what is that like? Now, we're talking about human terms. And human terms are very important. We can talk about divine terms. We can say, I have a divine relationship. I have a divine body. I have a divine mind. And if we do that, we're working on a very high level. But the human level works on wholeness as my body is whole and perfect. Every cell of my body is whole and perfect. I'm living in a whole and perfect experience. And life is whole and perfect for me. And if that's where we want to be, if that's how we want our life to be, if that's what we want our world to be, if that's what we want to take place in our beingness, in our life, in our world, then that's good. And, of course, that's what most people want. They want their human beingness, their human-like, their human attitudes to be fulfilled in every wonderful possible way. And when you have your human self fulfilled in every wonderful, beautiful, possible way, then you are living a very wonderful and magnificent life. Let's just look at a human life for a moment. What is that human life? How does that human life express itself in our experience? How does that human life express itself in our world? How does that human life express itself in everything that we do? Does that human life express itself in everything we do by being happy, by being fulfilled, by being rewarding, by being uplifting? Does that human life express itself in our world as being absolutely magnificent? Well, it can, you know. It can express itself in our world as absolutely magnificent. But it's according to our belief. And what is your belief? What is your belief? Is our belief that we are living as human beings, that we are living as wonderful human beings, that we are living as the grand human being that we are? Or is our purpose in living, our purpose of wholeness, to see that we are divinely whole? That we are divine. To say divine is like saying whole, isn't it? But we are divine. We are wonderful. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are in every way magnificent. And when you say we are in every way magnificent, all things work out in divine order for you. All things work out in divine order for me. All things work out in magnificent order for everything in the world. And this is what everything in the world is. Everything in the world is magnificent order. Wholeness is magnificent order. Wholeness is the fulfillment of every dream, every goal, every ideal, every wish that you could ever have for yourself. That's what wholeness is. And when wholeness is that, then we're experiencing that. When wholeness is that, then we're knowing that. When wholeness is that, then we're enjoying that. And you and I can enjoy that every moment of our life. You and I can know that every moment of our life. We can experience that every moment of our life. And as we know that, and as we enjoy that, and as we experience that, every moment of our life is fantastic. Our life is magnificent. Our life is really amazing. It's up to us to experience it. What wholeness do you want? Do you want the wholeness that's divine? Do you want the wholeness that is human? Do you want a perfectly wonderful human body? Do you want every cell in your body perfect? And that's all good. But if you say every cell is perfect, then you're speaking of the human. And when you say, I am divinely whole, I live in my divine spirit, mind, and body, then you're talking on a totally different level. You're talking on a level that only knows wholeness, that only knows perfection, that only knows goodness. And when you talk on that level, wonderful things happen to you. Wonderful things happen in your world, and you feel absolutely magnificent. Can you figure out what is your highest and best? Can you figure out what is your divine purpose in life? Can you figure out who you are? Can you figure it out? Well, if you can figure it out, you're doing a wonderful job. Most of us find it difficult to figure out that we are wonderful and fantastic and really whole, experiencing wholeness. That's why we talk about wellness rather than wholeness. That's why we talk about in hospitals you're well and you're getting well and all things are working out good for you. But when you're talking about wholeness, when you're talking about your divine wholeness, that's a pattern that we have never really understood, we have never really paid much attention to. But when we think of that pattern for ourselves, that pattern of wholeness, we are thinking of all that is good and all that is beautiful. We are thinking of, truly we're thinking of, the ideal being that we are. And if you want to be that ideal being that you are, then go for it. And the best way that you can go for it is by saying to yourself, I am whole and perfect now. I am whole and perfect now. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect now. I live in wholeness right now. And as we say we live in wholeness right now, then we are living according to a higher belief than we ever dreamed possible before. And that belief that we're living in is a belief that says, it is done now. It always was done. I'm not trying to make something happen. I am revealing that it already has happened, that it already does exist, and it already is in me now and always. That's my wholeness, and I know that's your wholeness too. Wholeness happens to me according to my belief, and how wonderful that is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.